You're listening to Lake Radio. Lake Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Balance of the Force. I'm your host, Brandon Fenzel, here with my co-host, Patrick Henry.
Hey guys, what's up? We have an exciting episode for you today.
Yeah, and this is our special Pick'em episode. So, it's not just us today, we have two special guests. Our first guest, we have our teacher of this lovely class, and Star Wars enthusiast, Mr. James.
Hello.
And then we have another Star Wars enthusiast who probably knows more about Star Wars than anyone, Ben Joswiak.
Well, you know, that's a nice compliment. Actually, Brandon asked me to share with you a Star Wars fact of the day. This one I got off of Reddit. Ewan McGregor, the actor who plays Obi-Wan, his brother is a pilot in the Royal Air Force of Britain, and his call sign is Obi-2.
So that was the Star Wars fact of the day. You learn something new every day, truly.
Clever.
Yeah, very clever. I think the coolest part of that is that he's in the Royal Air Force. That's pretty sweet.
That's true. The one has to say, like, as cool as Star Wars is, it's like, what do you do? I'm in Star Wars. What do you do? I fly fighter jets for England. I don't know. It's a toss-up. Who's got the better gig? I don't know.
I pick you in. But, and so today we're doing a special Pick'em episode, and the topic at hand is a very strange one, but we all agree on it, and it's going to be fun. We are making our own boy bands from Star Wars characters.
I think we need a little sound effects for this here. Wouldn't you think?
Oh, for sure.
Right. You know, like, yeah, if we're going to have...
Use the Force, Luke.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So explain the boy band Star Wars. Oh my God, we're back.
So we're, each one of us is going to go around and we're going to say our four members that we would like in our Star Wars boy band. You're going to say a name for your boy band. Be clever. I know it's hard for some of you, but be clever and try to think outside the box with your characters. Try to make it interesting. So whoever wants a star, I mean, they can basically step up.
Okay, so how many in this particular boy band? So we're saying
the stereotypical boy band, so four people.
Okay.
Plus a name for your boy band.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it could be anyone from any of the episodes. Would have to be.
Yeah, we're gonna limit it to the movies, so episodes 1 through 7.
Okay. Okay. 1 through 7. Okay. Boy band. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a couple obvious choices that we could make, but I think we're going to try to get outside the box a little. So
go for it. You're the fearless leader.
Okay. Okay. Well, going first is going to be hard, but I'm going to – my name of my boy band is a little clever. I have to admit I did look it up just for ideas, but my name will be Aerosith.
Aerosith.
A little
– nice Aerosith. Okay.
And
all right.
The four members that will make up Aerosith. The first one, lead singer, he has to have charisma, he has to have confidence, he's gotta be smug. It's no doubt gonna be Han Solo. He's gonna be my lead singer.
Wait, I'm confused. If it's Aerosith, why don't you have Sith
hey,
part of the band?
Hey, listen, it's a name. The Backstreet Boys weren't from the Backstreet, okay?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so that's my lead singer just because of the charisma, and he's going to be the face. And then you have to think of a bad boy. You got to think of a guy who's going to eventually venture off on his own, but he's just here just basically to make money. So I was thinking about it, and a little oddball pick is going to be Lando Calrissian.
Okay, wait a minute. Wouldn't Han be the bad boy?
He has the charisma. He has the confidence. He's like smug. Lando, on the other hand, he's going to be that guy that branches out on his own, and he's going to be like the bad boy of the group.
The Michael Jackson.
Because he turned on Han Solo, so
but
I can't
turn
him again.
But he did it for the right reason. He's not a bad boy.
Hey, he can be. Hey, there's my
major
band.
Major role in episode 6.
He's never angsty at all. You want the bad boy to be angsty.
Listen.
Good point.
I'm just saying that if there is anyone that would... what's what I'm looking for, like, betray Han Solo in life or in a boy band, it's going to be Lando Calrissian. Because, hey, we see proof of it in the original trilogy. So why can't it happen in a boy band?
Okay. So we have Han, we have Lando, and Aerosith. Who else is in your band?
Well, I got to pick a very large array of talent. So I was thinking to go do the prequels for this because I know Mr. James loves the prequels. So
heresy.
So I was going to that, and I was thinking, Qui-Gon Jinn. There's many reasons behind this. He's the wise guy. He's the oldest one in the group where he's gonna like mentor the young kids in his boy band, and he's gonna be basically teaching them all the crafts of what it is to be a part of a boy band. He's the wise guy.
That sounds pathetic. Yeah, that's a weak pick, Brandon.
But yeah.
Go on.
Wait a minute, hang on. If the point is to sell tickets, I really don't think people would buy tickets.
Like, maybe if he's, like, their producer?
Like, I could see him being a motivational speaker, but listen, not a part of the boy band.
Yeah, but he'd be like the pill on the tour. You have to think about this. It's like, oh my God, shut up.
Hey. We have to think about this, though. Who plays Liam Neeson? Oh, who plays Qui-Gon Jinn? Liam Neeson. Who doesn't want to see Liam Neeson in a boy band?
This guy.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think for all of you out there in the audience, all of us are pointing to ourselves. None of us would like to see Liam Neeson in a boy band.
Well, Aerosmith is going to be this the best boy band. It's going to make you all eat dust. But right. I still got one more member to name. Han Solo, Lando Calrissian, Qui-Gon Jinn. And the last one's going to be a little tough. He's going to be overshadowed, but he's going to have the most talent in the group. Can any of you guess in the Star Wars universe who would be the best fit for Aerosith?
Jar Jar.
No.
You know what? No. He who shall not be named, Jar Jar Binks. Who do you think is the most talented?
It's going to be Poe Dameron. He has the looks for a boy band. Let's all admit it. He's pretty handsome, right?
Yeah, okay.
Then you got the mystery surrounding him. You don't know where he's from. You don't know his parents. Don't know his backstory. So it adds mystery and it adds intrigue about the band.
Huh.
And he's something new. He's from Episode 7, so he's something new, something popping, something that everyone wants to hear because they've heard about him, but they don't know much. So that is Aerosith. We will be in concert soon once I get everyone together, and we're going to sell out. So who wants to go next? Because
I'll be willing to go.
Okay, Patrick, please.
Hold on. I'm just going to give that a grade of a solid C+. I don't think it's that great. I think Qui-Gon Jinn was a bad pick. I don't think your bad boy Lando is actually a bad boy. I think you can do better.
Let's hear Pat's degrees. But
mine is the Backstreet Droids.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. I like this Backstreet Droids.
There's only two droids in it though. So
well, that defeats the purpose of the name.
I'm going to have R2-D2 and C-3PO work on the auto-tune because every boy band has auto-tune.
And they need
to work on it. Yeah. And then I'm going to have like two guys who, you know, have the charm, got the looks, typical boy band guys who will get the charms of the teenage girls, and it's going to be Han Solo, Poe Dameron.
Okay. So, starting off
DTE in June, it's going to be a sellout concert.
So my thing is, you only got two real people. The rest are just droids.
Yeah, but they're going to have
Are you hating on droids?
I am a little.
Are you droidist? That's not cool, man.
And singing duos work well together. I mean, yes. We got Simon and Garfunkel.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah, but name a good boy band that only has two people.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Boy band.
They're both boys.
NSYNC
at one point.
Two.
I mean,
Backstreet Boys had more than two.
Milli Vanilli.
Even that was a boy band.
Milli Vanilli.
You know what? Even Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch had Marky Mark, and then he had the Funky Bunch, which was more than two people.
Yeah, but Brandon, you're not going to get the auto tune. So how is Han Solo going to be able to?
That's true. You do need some mad fat like studio magic, and I feel, but I feel like C-3PO wouldn't really. It's more like R2 is the one who's going to hook
auto-tune
that up,
C-3PO can convert it to different languages for across different.
Oh, so you're thinking more of like the global market, right, man? Because That's like, you know.
I'm just not going to have it in the United States. I'm going to try to get them globally.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, what about the Gungans, man? Or.
The Gungans speak English.
He has what? He can.
The Gungans like Qui-Gon Jinn, so they're going to come to my concert anyways.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, or like, you know, the Nubians are going to like it.
Tuscan Raiders.
Tuscan. Yeah, I mean, that's. I appreciate that concept, Pat. Like, you're already thinking. See, that's. I would say, like, maybe the quality isn't going to be stellar, but you've got a good marketing approach. So I think that.
And then R2 can work on the auto too, and this is a plan that could work out.
Yeah, but if I'm a teenage girl, I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to go to this concert to see.
Let's be honest.
C-3PO
we've seen what teenage girls like. They like Justin Bieber looking people. They're just going to fall in love with
them. No. Now hang on. I have to say, you know what? I hear you. We're going to take a stretch. I actually think Pat's one, the Backstreet Droids, is a little bit more clever than we give him credit for. And here's why. Here's the two dudes like boy band that chicks would love to buy tickets to go see. They're like the Daft Punk of the Star Wars universe, right? I mean, come on. Daft Punk, like, they try to look like robots. R2 and C-3PO are robots. They're like the OR, the original robots.
I think you're giving Patrick too much credit because there's no way he thought of that.
I think it's
He may not have thought of it, but there might have been some maybe subconscious level thinking going on there.
Think about it. Teenage girls don't really listen to talent because they wouldn't listen to Justin Bieber.
Okay.
It was talent.
Ooh, whoa. Okay.
Wow. So
wow.
If you got Poe Dameron and Han Solo, they're going to, I mean, the auto tune's going to work and the teenage girls are just going to love them.
Okay. Well, that's.
Wow.
That's your explanation of the Backstreet Droids.
Yes.
Okay. Now let's go to which.
I want
to
hear
Ben?
Ben's grade.
Ben? Okay.
Well, first off, Pat, I applaud you. I'm gonna say it's a solid A minus.
Okay, Ben's giving grades to everyone here. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that way.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
What's up? You know,
well, I gave you a grade, and so Pat asked for one.
Oh, okay.
He wanted a grade.
All
too.
Right. So yeah, right,
well,
Ben, what's your
with my boy band? I decided not to go for the teenage girl appeal. I decided, you know, who would make the best? Whose voices would combine to make the best music?
True.
So I thought, okay, so what do you need? Four parts here.
Yeah, yep.
So we need a bass, all right? Got to be Jabba the Hutt, all right?
Ooh.
Bold pick,
ooh.
I know, but, you know, I mean, he's got
that deep voice.
Real
that
deep voice, thick voice, great, great bass. Anyway, boy band, hard to pick a soprano. Not really. Who's our favorite character? Jar Jar Binks.
Dude.
Oh, wow. The dark horses are coming out in full force.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Jar Jar Binks. Just a...
Wow.
Throw the head pick.
Why don't you add Greedo in there? Why not?
Wow.
You know, that's interesting, Brandon, because
no
you need another high voice and the tenor. So that's got to be Greedo.
Oh,
I mean, we don't see many males with high voices.
Question:
Jar Jar,
what's the band's name? Is it Mr. James' least favorite characters in Star Wars? Because
yeah.
It's going
I feel
that
like
way.
You're intentionally disappointing,
wow! Keep going.
To,
I want to hear more.
Wow! I want
to
see where this
Mr.
is
James.
Going. Let's because sometimes you can if you go far enough left, you end up going right. You dig what I'm saying? So I want to take us through this rabbit hole. Keep going.
Last but not least.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did I say? Oh,
yeah.
No,
yep.
I said high voice was the tenor. That's
right. So you got the Jabba.
No,
you got the Jar Jar.
I got the Jar Jar, the Jabba, the Greedo, Greedo on alto.
Okay.
Because you said boy band, so that limits me just a little bit.
Guta guta solo.
He's in the room with us. Oh my god.
Greedo, is that you?
I'm.
Don't shoot first.
Eat your top.
Yeah, okay. So your
anyway,
fourth member?
My fourth member. So the tenor is more a typical male voice. Probably the easiest one to find. Or not the most common voice. So I would say, okay, who's got the smoothest voice, the most pleasant sounding voice in the Star Wars universe? I would have to go with Obi-Wan.
That's smart.
Yeah, but what are we like? Favorite. What Obi-Wan from like?
Oh yeah.
What episode? Are we talking
early Obi-Wan? Prequel Obi-Wan.
Prequel Obi-Wan.
He does have a very soothing voice, serenading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, you think about that, and you got the four parts, and they would make some very pleasant sounding music. Now, admittedly, it would not appeal to teenage girls.
You're right.
But I went into here
You're
thinking,
a major
all right,
business there.
All right, you all are thinking about what's gonna appeal to the typical boy band
fans.
Boy band fans. I'm thinking,
what's gonna sound the best?
What's gonna sound the best?
And I think that's what we all miss, because actually Ben has
interesting.
He takes band and he also takes music theory, so he's all in the music stuff, mm-hmm. and he's thinking about what's gonna sound good. Well, we're all thinking about what's gonna look good, and I think that's an angle you can take, but I think it's all gonna come down to looks when it comes down.
Yeah, they're
to
gonna
it.
Look at they're gonna look at yeah. all those.
Well, are we
like,
saying
they're
like,
gonna look at Jabba the Hutt?
What's
and they're
the
gonna
object
be like,
of this? What's the object of this? Is the object to say, oh, I think that make the most money,
it's
or is
just
it to think
best,
who would make
the
best music?
The
best boy band.
So
in
what's,
general, which may have to include looks and
yeah,
money.
A combination, but
it's a boy band in general, just not the music.
We need to get the last one. So what's the name of your boy band?
Oh.
Well,
This one was original. This wasn't like generated
okay.
like you two.
I no, mine wasn't internet generated.
Oh yes, it was.
No, yeah. it was not.
Yes, it was. I was on that same website.
It was not.
On the Boba Shop Quartet.
Oh, you.
Boba Fett. In case you didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how is he not in a boy band? If that.
Oh, good point.
It's a Star Wars. He doesn't have Sith.
Hey,
you
hey,
have
hey.
Two droids and two humans.
Yeah,
so.
I don't have Sith. He doesn't have any of the Backstreet Boys. And then you. okay, so we still have one more to get through, and it is
gonna
give Mr.
James'
boy band. All
right, all right.
I would have to go
so,
below an A+.
Mr. James was using Wikipedia this whole time.
I was, just because I couldn't remember.
He wanted
names.
Us to go first. He was buying himself time.
I needed. Well, I'm going to need your help with like names of people, because I'm just terrible with names. You guys should know this. I'm terrible. I'm
okay.
Terrible with names. Okay. So
he calls me by my brother's name.
Yes, on occasion. But that's beside
how,
the point.
I don't know how you can get Will and Ben confused. They look polar opposites.
Well, that is a discussion for another time. Yeah. But suffice it to say, I'm bad with names. But I will say this. Okay, so I'm thinking, and I'm actually going to kind of like give two answers, because I feel like there's the boy band, but then I think there's like a better, there's like just a much better angle we can take. So let's just take the boy band for a second. My impression of boy bands, given my years, has always been that every one of the people in the boy bands are always just real like snotty, wimpy, whiny boys. Like, you know, there is no real bad
boy. It's not
boy.
A man
There's
band, a, it's a boy band.
Right, yep. Exactly, right? So, I mean, if we're going to take like the four-person boy band approach, these are the people in it. Okay, I'm talking Episode 2 Anakin.
Oh,
and I'm thinking when he's whining about, oh, I don't like sand, it gets everywhere. So like Episode 2 Anakin.
Okay.
That's
then
whiny.
It's going to be Episode 5 Luke when he learns that Vader's his father. When he's got the like face contorted. Right. Okay. See where I'm going. And then if we're gonna do it, and then I can't remember. This is terrible. This is Han Solo's son from Episode 7. What's his name?
Ben.
Kylo Ren,
right. You got to have Kylo Ren because he you can tell like he's trying so hard to be bad, yet the minute he takes that mask off, it's just like, dude, I'm sorry, you're not.
He's
the
guy from Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, he tries so hard, and he's just like, dude, give it up. You're not all that bad, right?
Seems like that one goth character.
Yeah, like just trying.
It's
so
not a phase, Mom. I swear.
Right. Okay. So then we need.
I want to be a Sith, Mom. Gosh.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So then you know, and it's got to be like the other boy that I kind of like to think of it as, you know, it's like the older kind of guy, slightly wiser, not necessarily related, but you know, like you rely on him. It's like the one person that can kind of get stuff done. And it's not necessarily that he's whiny, but he's a little creepy. two. So I'm going to say like Wedge from episode four, because he's just got that crazy mustache. And it's like, you know, I mean, yeah. Wedge is the expert pilot. He knows Luke. They've gone way back. And he was kind of like older brotherish to Luke. You know, and so that's that boy band. If we're gonna take like the real boy band model, and you know, and there needs to be, so like, you know, I'm trying to think. There's like NSYNC. There's the Backstreet Boys. There's Marky Mark, and the Funky Bunch. Right. So you know, but I feel like there needs to be some name that like shows them as being like slick. You know, they're like, oh yeah, look at us. You know, we're hip, we're cool, we're not whiny and creepy at all. But we really, then and in reality, they are. So it's got to be, you know, it's got to be a name that, you know, really. It's like they're trying too hard with the name. So, or it could be something stolen. I don't know. I would need some help on what the name would be for this band. Like, I don't know. I don't know, something like
that sounds more like a personal issue.
Well, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I can't think of any, you know, the AT-ATs. No, that'd be kind of lame.
I mean, hey, if it's lame, it would go with your band.
Nice. Oh, actually, I think what I would have to do is bend your rules a little bit. And for a lame band like this, it would have to be some name from the Star Wars Christmas special.
Ooh.
Right? Like, okay, that's, okay. You know, so, I mean, you know, they talk about, what is it? Like, I got to look it up. It was Life Day.
Life Day, it was, yep.
Right, but then I can't remember.
No, Life
Brothers. What was, wasn't Chewie's son's name? Wasn't it, like, Lumpy?
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
Yeah, so I feel like the name of this, you know, like, Lumpy something or other, the Lumpettes, you know, like, it would be that bad, all right? But I can't engage in this exercise anymore, because I would rather have, now here's my real band, right? I don't think it should be a boy band per se, like, you know, new kids on the block. I think it should be more of like a crew, where we can think of it in terms of like a posse of hip hop artists. So this is what would be, this is who would be my crew, who I think would be really amazing. Well, number one, I think that Admiral Akbar would be the manager, because he seems like a no-nonsense kind of guy.
He knows when danger is coming.
Well, and he's, no, he doesn't. I have a feeling like he's all about the Benjamins, and he's going to know. He'll be like, no, don't.
He didn't know it was a trap until he got there.
But he was the first one to identify it, you know, like, don't go on stage, it's a trap, you know. So like, Admiral Akbar is going to be the manager, and here's what I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking this super ensemble. Okay, it's going to have Jabba. I all along thought that Jabba would be good in this kind of like, you know, band that I'm envisioning. And I'm totally thinking of it. Like, this is a hip-hop group, Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
And I mean, because I'm looking at him as, he's like the enforcer. He's the guy that's like, yeah, what? You know, like that's Jabba's role.
Super,
yeah.
Super deep voice.
Possibly even a beatboxer. Like, I could see Jabba the Hutt being like Biz Markie. I think it would be stellar. But then you need like the heavy, because like Jabba the Hutt is kind of, but he's not like the heavy. He's not the real tough guy. Chewbacca is also in this crew. So we got Jabba, we got Chewbacca. And then I would definitely say that.
But how can Chewbacca like rap? Like, what is it?
Well, no, he's the hype. Yeah, he's the hype man. He
starts screaming.
Right.
Or
you know?
He could be the beatboxer.
That's true. Yeah, he could. Well, and then frankly, I would like a Tusken Raider to be in this ensemble well. Nice. No, man, it's got to be like.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here we go. Here's. Like, because I mean, the Tusken Raider is like the Little John of, you know, yeah. Oh my God. That's the Tusken.
Okay, who is singing here? That's the question. You got a bunch of sounds, but.
Well, right. A lot of the music you guys listen to is just that. It's just a lot of
sound. This could make a good dubstep album.
It very well could. Well, and and so I think that, you know, having this cadre of like the band, that there needs to be, you know, that focal person that maybe they're singing, maybe they're rapping, maybe they've got really good flow, but it's got to be like just that someone who you're like, oh, ooh, like I didn't see that coming at all. And here's who I think it's going to be. It's going to be Nyan Nub, who was Lando's co-pilot from Return of the Jedi. And I believe he was also in Episode 7 flying an X-Wing.
He was. He made a slight cameo.
He did. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, he's seen some stuff. He's going to be talking about stuff that is extremely relevant. And as far as the name for this group, they're going to be called the Big Carillions.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
I could see where it's coming. He's been in the battles. He's seen.
He's seen stuff.
He's got his posse, who's like they're the hype man, you know. And actually, I mean, the Tusken Raider could even be the hype man, for crying out loud. You got Chewie, you got Jabba, you got the Tusken Raider, you got Nyan Nub, who's you know, he's the Wyclef, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
I could see him talking about
like the corruptness of Jedi. And
You know, and like, you know, those Jedi fools. Like, I just feel like Nyan
Nub. The Tusken Raider could be like, that Jedi Anakin destroyed my family and stuff like that.
Yeah. See. Like, everyone's got a story. It's like a modern day Fugees, kind of. And you know, and Admiral Akbar is making sure that they're making bills, man. And actually, if we're gonna talk about like the roadie, I want the trash can robot to be the roadie.
Oh, you gotta.
I mean, I just think he can carry all the gear. I mean, he's big.
That's true.
But you know, I think the trash can robot would do it. So the Big Carillions, man.
Okay, so
if I had a ship to carry my band, my band's gonna be making bank, so they gotta drive in some big expensive vehicle. I'm gonna go with the Imperial Star Destroyer here.
Yeah, but you know, if I were to, but see, I would want something that I could totally trick out. You know, like I would want some fancy. You know,
hey,
ridiculous.
Let's stick to the boy bands, guys.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay,
fair
so
enough.
We have heard everyone's boy band. Just go down just say your name really quick. I am Aerosith.
Patrick. Backstreet Droids.
Ben.
The Boba Shop Quartet.
And Mr. James.
The Big Carillions.
And you guys can actually participate in this too by going on www.olsmradio.com, hit the Balance of the Force tab, and you can comment in our forms which one you liked best. Or even make your own boy band. So that'll be all for this week. We will be back next week with episode 4 of Balance of the Force. I am Brandon Venzel.
I'm Patrick Henry.
I'm Ben Joswig.
And I'm Mr. James.
And may the Force be with you.
Yes. And then get Brandon, where can people go check out what we're doing with Olake Radio? It's like some kind of strange interwebs portal people can visit.
Twitter page.
Well, you can
or check our website.
Yeah. Oh, you can check us on www.olsmradio.com, and you can also hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. I'm pretty sure it's at Olake Radio.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Beautiful. We will see you all in a galaxy far, far away. Hey, now. Oh my God, we're back again.